Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, good morning and welcome into the Jamie and Stoney Show. All right, in terms of surprising things that happened on Friday, Paul George going to the Clippers along with Kawhi Leonard may have been more surprising than this, but I'd say on the equal footing. I was surprised to learn that Al Avila was given a contract extension, a 3 o'clock press conference on Friday before the Red Sox series started. And Avila, whose contract was set to expire after next season, was given a multi-year extension by Chris Illich,
who was noticeably not there at the press conference.
Oddly enough, he was there for the Steve Yzerman press conference.
Yes. Yeah.
To soak in all the accolades that came with that contract, but did not make his way down to Comerica Park for the Al Avila extension.
Oddly enough, it was a holiday weekend where a lot of people weren't around. And oddly enough, they were playing the Boston Red Sox. Do you think it had anything to do with, the guy we fired before was in the building?
Look, we talk about Avila a fair amount. We have. And I do think in some ways he is treated unfairly, in the sense of, because he is Alex Avila's father, because he was here for a long time and then was just promoted to the role of general manager without proving it with another ball team. And also the fact that we just don't know about a lot of these prospects.
Correct.
So it's I think it is hard to judge him. I think it's very difficult to judge him.
Complete rebuilds take 5 years.
Yes.
Forget about the 5-year plan.
Particularly when you're dismantling before you can rebuild.
Right. Now you have to sit there. Well, when did the rebuild start? I don't know. I was kind of stunned that they gave him an extension. I mean, what was the hurry? His contract ends next year. Call me crazy, Jamie. There aren't, a lot of owners just sitting waiting for Al Avila to become cut loose. I don't think it was necessary to do it now. I think it sends a weird message to the fans. That said, I wouldn't have fired him, but let's look over the track record here of the people that he has signed or traded, forgetting about the drafting, since he took over. I mean, we're talking F-Rod. He brought back, Cameron Maben. That was a good signing. Jordan Zimmerman, Mike Pelfrey, Mark Lowe.
Who's F-Rod?
Francisco Rodriguez.
Oh, K-Rod.
K-Rod, yes.
Yes.
I called him F-Rod.
Okay.
Anyway, so the Zimmerman-Pelfrey-Lowe trifecta, that was wonderful, right?
That didn't work out very
well.
No.
Justin Upton, he was decent here, but Justin Wilson, who they got from the Yankees for, I don't know. Chad Green seems to be a pretty good player. Maybe that trade that we liked at the time wasn't so good. He did bring back his son, which wasn't bad. The JD trade, we don't know yet. Lugo's okay. Victor Alcantara, Sergio Alcantara, he's eh. Then he traded Wilson and Avila for Candelario and Paredes. Paredes probably will be the highest impact of the two. And he'll go on and on. Look, not a very great group of acquisitions that he's made.
No.
And the farm system was depleted before he took over. However, he had a significant part of that, right? He was the assistant general manager.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that really bothers me more than anything else, and maybe it shouldn't. Maybe I just don't understand baseball. The Tigers had invested a significant amount of money for years into an academy in the Dominican Republic and other, places in the Caribbean. Where are these players that get signed at 14, 15 years old that become stars that other teams have? Where are they? He did it with Miguel Cabrera when he was, he signed him, I think, when he was in Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Tigers supposedly overpaid this for some Cuban kid over the weekend. Campos, I believe, was named $3 million. People are trying to figure out why he's making that much money. They were talking about how he's so under the radar. Look, these are things that the general public that doesn't compute.
None of it computes. There's not a single reason to give Al Avila an extension.
None.
There's not one. And I know that, you know, the beat writers are closer to the situation than we are. But because they're close to the situation, it is difficult for them to be super critical of the situation as well. But like you said before, there is not a high demand for Al Avila. If Al Avila were to be fired today, I don't know that there'd be a bunch of major league teams lining up to hire Al Avila. He has done nothing so far to show he definitely determined deserves an extension. If I were running the Detroit Tigers, I would play it out until the contract expired at the end of 2020 and take a look at the situation and say, okay, we like where we are. We'll give you an extension, or we think we could be doing better. It's time to bring somebody else
right.
in. I'm sorry. There's just, you cannot give me a, I mean, you just listed off situations right there. You know, yes, he traded, he had Verlander to trade. He had JD to trade. What did he bring back in exchange for those guys?
Correct.
I don't know. I mean, yes, Perez, Paredes, we'll see. I mean,
you know,
Daz
Rogers,
Cameron,
yeah.
You know, all these guys, we will see. They might turn out to be good players. And if they do, then he deserves credit for having done so. But then again, he had the assets to trade. It's not like he turned, you know, if he had turned Justin Wilson into a couple of frontline all-stars, then that, well, that's a hell of a trade.
Right. If Candelaria and Paredes becomes all-stars. Yeah. Yeah, great trade.
But trading Justin Verlander, you should get a lot back for him.
Yeah.
JD Martinez, you should. That's the whole point of having these assets. So I just, you know, to me, contract extensions are meant for, we love the way direction things are going. We want to keep it going that way.
And we want to make,
God forbid we lose
yes.
this guy. We got to make sure. And I don't think either one of those situations are in play. And it's just, it's another borderline tone deaf move by Christopher Ilitch, which I just don't understand. Like, how can he sit there and the statement he released and say, there's no doubt we're making great progress. I see the same things you do. I'm sorry. There's plenty of doubt.
If you see the same things we do, then you're going to not give him an extension.
Right.
I don't see progress. Yeah, the minor leagues, the pitching looks pretty damn good. Matt Manning looks like he's good. Casey Mize looks like he's good.
Yeah.
Bo Burrows looks like he's good.
Where did Mike Ilitch make his money?
In pizza.
Okay. If the pizza industry, if Little Caesars was horrible, they were producing bad pizza, and it was going to be 5 or 6 years before they could even put together a good pizza, would he give his general manager extension?
No!
No way. He'd fire him.
Yeah.
And he'd bring in somebody else.
Give me a better dough maker.
Yeah.
Find me some
right
better.
Away.
Find me a sauce stylist.
And I'm not saying fire Al Avila either, but
no.
I'm saying please don't give him an extension.
It's a horrible message to send to your fans. Talking about Al Avila, Jamie, and Jeff Seidel of the Detroit Free Press. He's actually been covering the minor leagues a lot this year. He was at the Futures game.
There's been more time in Erie than he has in his home in West Bloomfield.
Yeah, and there was a he wrote a column talking about their farm system, and he hooked up with he met up with Jim Callis, an MLB.com writer who used
was
to work for Baseball America, who says, quote, I think the Tigers system is as strong as it's been literally in 20 or 25 years. This might be their best farm system since when they had Tram and Lou and Jack.
Great.
Right. Well, I think that's fine, but that's not extension worthy.
No.
That's our point. We're on the same page here.
I'm not opposed to giving Al Avila an extension when his contract ends in 2020
right.
to see where the team is and going forward from here. This is not like a college coach where, oh, he's a lame duck. He's not going to get recruits. That's not what this
no.
is like. And I know that when Dombrowski was here, he oftentimes tried to sign guys a year and a half or 2 years before they were free agents when
yeah.
he thought the team had more leverage.
Like Cabrera.
I mean, look, there's no there's no salary cap for general managers. There's no luxury tax for general managers. So it's not like signing him to an extension means anything. It's like when when Bob Quinn gave Jim Caldwell a contract extension and then fired him essentially, 14 weeks later.
Right.
So it doesn't mean they can't move on from him. But again,
there
is a PR aspect to being an owner. And right now, look, I mean, how many wins has Chris Ilitch had? One. And it's Steve Yzerman.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know if I give him a ton of credit for that. I think it's more about Steve Yzerman wanting to come home. Steve Yzerman essentially clearing the way for himself to come home by leaving the Tampa Bay organization. And then Ken Holland being amenable for, 24, 48 hours of moving upstairs and doing an honorary position before moving on to take the job in Edmonton. And So while I give him credit for that, being the owner of the franchise that brought Steve Yzerman back, I can't really give him as much credit as I do the fact that Yzerman was here for his entire career.
I don't think Christopher Lynch had to do a lot of legwork for that.
Exactly. That's my point. Yeah. And so to give Al Avila an extension, who, you know, for a variety of reasons, is not the most popular guy among the Detroit Tiger fan base, is a... I don't know. It was just a weird look. Very weird.
It makes no sense to me. Here's some ticket text, 97136. This is one of the saddest moments in Detroit sports history. He is by far the worst GM I've ever seen since Matt Millen. The Tigers do have a little bit of talent coming up in the next few years, but without running the team, this rebuild will never be done. He is horrible. I cannot believe the Tigers extended him. So sick to my stomach. That's from Marlin and Wald Lake.
I thought about that when I heard the extension. Worst extensions in Detroit sports history. Matt Millen is certainly up there. Miguel Cabrera is up there. Scott Mitchell would be up there. Matthew Stafford, Paul wants to mention.
Yeah, it's true.
Which one? First one or the second one? Matthew Stafford had a 5,000-yard season. Al Avila has no 5,000-yard seasons. You know what I mean? I just don't see the need for it. Again, if you want to sit here and say, I'm glad the Tigers extended Avila, I need one reason. And you know, Anthony Fenech wrote in the Free Press this weekend, it shows support for the rebuild effort. Hey, the salary supports the rebuild.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's like the line from Mad Men where he goes, I give you money. That's the thank you. I mean, you're getting paid to do this job. That's the you don't get an extension for a team that's going 28-57 just because Matt Manning pitches in the Futures game.
No, you don't. You're correct.
I don't think.
Eugenio Suarez and McCann, he let go. First of all, Suarez, I believe, was Dombrowski trading him for, what, the big pasta. I think that was Dombrowski, not Al Avila, if my memory's correct. And as far as James McCann goes, I'm sorry. I'm not blaming Al Avila for that. James McCann, with all due respect, great guy and all that, he sucked here the last 2 years especially. Offensively and defensively. Great for him that he's having a rebound year. He's going to be in the All-Star game. That's not on Al Avila. I'm sorry.
That's a little harsh. I wouldn't say he sucked here. He was a catcher.
He sucked last year.
97-1, the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.